Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Today, we celebrate the life of Oscar Arnulfo Romero y Galaldemez on this first Wednesday in Hispanic Heritage Month. Oscar Arnulfo Romero y Galdemez. Try saying that three times. Most of us know Oscar Romero as Saint Oscar Romero, saint of the one holy and Catholic Apostolic Church, a citizen of the Americas, a martyr for the cause of the poor and the marginalized. Typically, we observe this specific day in March. We felt like this was a wonderful way to kick off Hispanic Heritage Month and also a way to step into a space that can hopefully make us feel a little bit uncomfortable, in a good way, in a way that reflects not only the spirit of Romero's life and ministry, but also in a way that connects us to a time in history that in many ways mirrors the very darkness that we live in our own times. Oscar Romero was born in Ciudad Barrios, El Salvador, on August 15, 1917. He entered seminary at the age of 12 and continued his studies for several years in Rome, where he was ordained to be a priest in 1942. He returned to his homeland after an interesting trip back, at one point spent some time in prison in Cuba. And then he returned to his homeland and became the first parish priest in Anamoros. And then after relocating in San Miguel, he remained there as auxiliary bishop of San Salvador. It was in 1974 that he became the bishop of Santiago de Maria, one of the poorest dioceses in South American country. This was the occasion to learn firsthand about the poverty of the Salvadoran people, and we'll talk just a little bit about that in a few minutes, and also the injustices that these folks suffered. He was appointed Archbishop of San Salvador in 1977. It was a time of extreme social and political repression in that country. So why spend time reflecting on Saint Oscar Romero? Because as our collect reminds us, his life inspires us. His life inspires us. His life inspires us to trust Jesus, and that Jesus will lead us into a journey of personal transformation. It is this very Jesus that gently takes us from mistaking the way as an insider way to discovering that the gospel is in fact a call to gather as a beloved community for the sake of the neighbor. Romero was a promising young person, a carpenter's son. Very promising. He did a stint as a coal miner and found himself on one occasion in Santiago de Maria, where this promising theologian, this academic, this rising star that was moving up the offices of the church because of his talents, because of his calling, of his abilities. And when he landed in Santiago de Maria, it's when many scholars believe that his heart turned. When he saw the pobreza, the poverty of the people, the struggle, when he saw the inequality that shaped the way that society understood not only its resources, but also the very idea of what it meant to be a human with value. It was that experience that transformed or began the process of transformation. According to holy men and holy women, when he was appointed as bishop, radicals distrusted his conservative sympathies. But after his appointment as Archbishop of San Salvador in 1977, a progressive Jesuit friend of his, Rutilio Grande, was assassinated. And Romero began protesting the government's injustices of the poor, to the poor, and to its policies of torture. He met with Pope John Paul II in 1980 and complained that the leaders of El Salvador engaged in terror and assassination. He also pleaded with the American government to stop military aid to his country, but this request was ignored. It was the assassination of his close friend, Father Rutilio Grande, that deepened his shift from intellectual scholar to intellectual scholar and activist. It shaped his message, transformed his vocation. It put him before the powers that be. And so just that transformation of heart, that transformation that takes place in spending time with the poorest of the poor, of as Luther once said, taking theology by the hand and making theology walk through the mud, that event is an event of transformation. And so the inspiring message is this, that as we give our hearts over to those that are oppressed and marginalized, that transformation happens to us. We're invited to suddenly pay attention, to open our hearts and our minds, to open our very being to the needs of the world, to see the oppression and to act on behalf of the oppressed. Romero inspires us to follow Jesus, the Lord that leads us to the kind of transformation that opens our heart to the world. But in addition to inspiring us, Romero's life and ministry and witness resources us. It resources our critique of the present darkness that we're witnessing, and also of this present darkness that at times we participate in. A darkness marked by hatred, by walls, by the rhetoric that panders to the basest desires for control and prejudice. The complete disregard of basic human rights. Yes, his life resources us to critically think about these, to critically think of why the rights of immigrants who are seeking asylum are being denied, why the rights of our gay brothers and sisters are not being upheld with discriminatory practices that would limit their access to basic needs. Resources us to critique a culture of fear that funds the allergic reaction towards otherness, a reaction rooted in a logical self-reflection that renders tender human connection within the values of an instrumental society. A society with relationships with the land is conceived of almost like Berkeley in terms of use and the subjection of nature for the use and pleasure of human beings. It's this logic that we must critique that reaches beyond the borders and colonizes hearts and minds. Romero resources us to think critically about this colonialism that is taking place in sites of extreme need. He resources us to critique that logic that resituates human conviviality and connection within this larger stream of market trends and swings and profits. You have to recall, Romero was just not just engaging the needs of his very own people, but in engaging the needs of his people, he was engaging the very powers that were impinging and creating the conditions of possibility for violence and scarcity to take place. Romero was addressing the geopolitical movements impacting his community. And I think that that's important for us today. So that our eyes are open and that we can critique, like Isaiah critiqued in his text in our reading. Because Isaiah alerts us. He says, "See the external powers of the Philistines entering into our beloved community. The land is filled," Isaiah notes. "It's filled with gold. It's filled with silver. It's filled with scheming. There's an absence of compassion." Romero's life and ministry helps us and resources us to be able to critique the present moment in the light of the gospel, in the light of justice, in the light of God's heart for everyone. And that critique is a massive speaking truth to power. It's also a call to action. And I think that that's where Romero continues to be an inspiration for us, a call to action to awaken to the cries, awaken to our vocation to stand and act with and for the outcast, the oppressed, the unwanted, to speak the love of God as revealed in Jesus Christ, both from pulpit and public square, to trust a tradition, and perfect as it is, a tradition that upholds the dignity that the intimate connection we share with one another and in the entirety of creation expresses the heart and love of God. A tradition that calls us to strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being. Santo Oscar Romero inspires resources and calls us to action. In the final minutes of his life, Santo Oscar Romero said the following: "We know that every effort to improve society, especially when society is so full of injustice and sin, is an effort that God blesses, that God wants, that God demands of us." A few minutes later, after expressing those words, a shot would ring out, and the life of Oscar Romero doesn't fade away, but as he stated, "Me matan a mí, y de la tierra va a salir más gente." You may be able to kill me, but from my death, many will rise. And I think we're here today as the people of God in this specific moment in history, celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, uplifting Oscar Romero to be inspired, to have our eyes and hearts cleared so that we can look at the situation and engage it in a way that announces and demonstrates the gospel of Jesus Christ. And also to call our brothers and sisters in Christ to action and know that this effort is blessed by God. En el nombre del Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo. Amén.